Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament, Romans chapter 9, verses 4 through 5, chapter 10, verses 6 through 13, 11, 12 to 20, and 11, 25 to 31.
今日的经文是来自 新约的罗马书 9章 4 到 5 节 10章 6 到 13 节 11章 12 到 20 节 15章 25 到 31 节
We'll first read this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会一起读, 首先用英文一起读, 再用广东话一起读。
Romans chapter 9, verse 4. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to their flesh, is in Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their reception mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted into among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you shall say, branches were broken off, so that I might be grafted in. That's true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith, so do not become proud of fear. Lest you be wise in your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brother. A partial hardening has come upon Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as regards the election, they were beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience. So they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy.
Romans 9:4 他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法。 礼仪应许都是他们的，列祖就是他们的祖宗。按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的，他是从万有之上， 永远可称颂的神，阿门。唯有出于信心的儿是说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去呢？就是要领下基督来。谁要下到阴间去呢？就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎样说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信的道。你若口里承认主耶稣，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经常说，凡信他的人就不至于羞愧。犹太人和希利利人并没有分别，因为众人有同一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。因为就若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你外邦人这样说，因为我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的身份。或者可以激励我骨肉之亲发奋，好教他们得一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好；他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生么？所献的身面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。若有几枝枝子被截下来，你这夜橄榄得接上其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥汁。你们就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道不是你托着根，乃是根托着你。你们说，那枝子被截下来，是特为叫我接上。不错，他们因为不信，所以被截下来；你因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，就是以色列人有几分是硬心，等到外邦人的数目添满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立约，就着着福音说他们缘故是仇敌，就着拣选说他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为神选取的转召是没有后悔的。你们从前不信服神，如今因他们的不信服，你们动了念术，这样他叫他们因着施给你的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤。
God bless the reason and hearers of His word. Please be seated.
神祝福读嘅同听佢嘅人，请坐。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: Faithful Promises of God.
今日程牧师的题目系神信实的应许。
儿童可以去下边嘅儿童崇拜。
We're near the end of the letter to the Romans.
我哋嚟到罗马书信嘅最后嘅部分。
By way of review, Romans 8, if you remember, ends with a tremendous song by the Apostle Paul.
但我哋睇翻罗马书第八章嘅尾嘅时候咧，保罗用一首好似一首歌去完结。
And he starts with us with an important question.
咁佢开始嘅时候用一个好重要嘅问题。
He says, "If God is for us, who is can be against us?"
佢话神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢
？Of course, that's Romans 8:31.
呢个系罗马书第八章三十一节。
Now that's a very significant verse because the people who heard that, who read it in the letter, could think of a lot of things going on that day that were against them.
因为睇到嘅人咧，当时佢可以联想到佢哋当时所面对嘅处境。
Because Paul was writing this letter at a time where Christians, those who identified themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, were being persecuted.
因为当时睇到嘅人咧，好体认到耶稣基督被逼迫嘅时候嘅感受。
If you're familiar with the history of Rome, the Emperor Nero at that time had made Christians a scapegoat.
如果你认识当时嘅历史咧，当时嘅尼禄王啊，佢哋即系将基督徒当成一批嘅代罪羔羊。
Christians were accused by Nero of starting a fire that destroyed just about the whole of Rome in AD 64.
这个尼禄王呢指控这些基督徒去、放火去使到这个罗马城很大部分的地方被烧了。
But it was the evil emperor Nero himself who started the fire.
但其实是这个邪恶的尼禄王 去发生这个火灾。
Because he wanted to build a golden garden.A golden palace with his buildings.
因为他想在当时的地方去起一个、黄金的皇宫和花园。
And the fire could not be contained. And it spread, and it spread, and it spread, destroying, killing people.
而他所起的这个火呢是他不能够去控制以致这个火呢不断的蔓延杀了很多人。
And Nero blamed the Christians. He blamed the Christians for this fiasco.
尼禄咧就去指控系基督徒，话系基督徒做嘅。
And that brought tremendous persecution upon the church.
然后咧好大嘅逼迫去逼迫教会。
Now in the aftermath, or shortly after that, we know from the apocrypha books, 1 Clement 6, that both Peter and Paul were martyred by Nero in Rome.
我哋知道后来咧，啊，保罗同埋约翰咧都被杀。在罗马城里面被杀殉道。
In fact, if you visit that city today, you'll see on the grounds of that golden garden is now the ruins of the Roman Colosseum.
如果你去当地去、旅游的时候，你知道那个所谓那个黄金的花园，其实就是在、当时那个罗马斗兽场的位置。
And you don't have to be a great historian to know that's where Christians were thrown to the lions.
在当时呢这些基督徒就是被放置在这个斗兽场里面是跟狮子一起。
That was where Christians who named the name of Jesus were run over by chariots.
而这些基督徒呢都被这些、马车呢去剪过。
You see, Nero was not a very nice person.
尼禄不是一个好好的人。
He kicked his wife to death.
他呢用脚踢到他妻子是死了。
He put his mother to death.
他都杀了他妈妈。
He built a 120-foot monument with a statue of himself on top on those Colosseum grounds that you'll see today.
咁佢喺嗰个斗兽场里边起咗一个好大嘅石碑，120尺高，上边又立咗佢自己嘅像喺嗰度。
Yet the Apostle Paul says to Christians, "If God is for us, who can be against us?"
而保罗就对基督徒讲话：神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢
？And then comes this amazing song that he writes in Romans chapter 8.
然后跟住第八章后半就系一首好靓嘅歌。
In fact, if you're familiar with Martin Luther's song, "A Mighty Fortress of God," it sounds almost like that hymn.
如果你熟悉啊马丁路德所写嘅《坚固保障》呢首歌咧，其实好似系差唔多咁样。
And if you could shine up slides 2 and 3, Faith, thank you. I'm going to do a little something different today. I'm going to take you through these chapters in Romans because my confidence is in you. You can do it. You can look at the scriptures and be fed by it yourself because you have the Holy Spirit if you're a believer.
咁今日咧，我想带你经过有几章嘅罗马书，我相信你哋可以喺呢个经文里边自己去睇到。
And we're going to look at big chunks today.But you can do it. My confidence is in you.
Because you are a Christian.
And you have the Holy Spirit of God within you. As you can see on that slide, if you would follow with me, please. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him give us everything else? And who?Will bring any charge against God's elect. It's God who justifies. Who is to condemn?
他说既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢？ 神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Anytime you read scripture, you have to look at key words that pop up. And one of those key words is that word condemn.
咁每一次你睇圣经嘅时候咧，你要睇到嗰个关键嘅字喺呢段里边咧，特别系讲到定罪呢个字。
That Greek Koine Greek word literally means who has the right to say the last word down on you？
咁喺当时嘅希腊文里边讲嘅咧，就系话呢个字系讲到话有边一个有呢个权利去向你说最后一个说话。
Who has the right to weigh, to measure you at the end?
有边个有权可以去量度你，去称下你有几重？
Who has the right to judge your life?
有边个有权利可以去判断你嘅生评审你嘅生命？
Have you ever thought about that? Who has the last word in your life?
你有冇谂过有边一个有权去向你最后去讲一句说话？
Is it your parents?
系咪你嘅父母？
Is it your employer?
是不是你的雇主?
Do your friends or enemies have the right to say the last word about your life?
是不是你的朋友或者你的敌人，他们有权去向你在你的生命最后里面去评定你的生命呢?
And Paul answers that emphatically, no.
而保罗的回应就是说没有。
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect?
有边个能够控告神所拣选嘅人呢
？Who he says can condemn？
佢话边个可以定佢哋罪呢
？And then Paul continues, "Is it Christ Jesus who died？"
跟住保罗佢继续话，唔系耶稣基督已经为你死咗啦咩
？And he answers that question, "Yes."
佢话系。
Think about that, he says. The only one who has the right to say the last word about you, your life.Is Jesus the Christ?
他说唯一一个有权去向你的生命讲最后一句说话，评定你的生命的，就是耶稣基督。
If you can hit slide 4 to 7, again, I'm going to take big chunks. You can do it. You can look at the Word of God and be fed by it yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit. But you've got to rightly divide the Word. You've got to pay attention to it.
我们会看一大段的经文，但我相信你可以做到，你有圣灵在你的里面。
Is it Christ Jesus who died?Yes, he continues, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword separate us? It is written, and here he quotes an Old Testament prophet, for your sake you're being killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered.Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from what? The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他说有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是我在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
If you're a Christian, think about that. Think of the non-negotiable, unshakable affirmation that Apostle Paul is writing here. Nothing at all can separate you from the decision.God made before the foundations of the world to love you, the believer.
如果你基督徒的时候，你去思考一下这个不能够动摇的保罗所讲的神对你的肯定，神在创世以前已经所爱你的这个爱，你没有东西可以将你和他分开。
And that's how Paul ends that middle chapter of Romans, Romans chapter 8.
保罗就是这样去完结罗马书的第八章。
And with that ringing in your ears, think, what else can be said?
当你看到这个时候，这个经文还在你的耳里面去回响的时候，你就想想还有什么需要说呢？
But Paul continues on in the letter, in the second part, and asks another important large question for you.
但保罗继续去问了另一条很重要的问题。
Christians are grateful, right, for the assurance, the unshakable assurance that God loves you.
基督徒很感恩，因为神有一个的肯定，祂爱你。
But what about that biblical history? What about that things already that have happened underway in the Old Testament? That big chunk, two-thirds of the Bible is the Old Testament. What about that story?
但在圣经的旧约里面的故事，以色列人的故事，他们的经历又怎样呢？
And Paul is asking a large question here that encompasses Romans 9, 10, and 11. He's saying, what about that history of Abraham and Paul's own ethnic heritage, the Jews.
在九至到十一章，保罗就问了这个问题，就说他的祖宗所发生的事，那又怎样呢？
Remember how the book of Romans began. Romans 1:16, Paul shouts out, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God to what? Salvation.
记不记得保罗是怎样开始这个罗马书呢？第一章第十六节，他说我不以福音为耻。因为这个是福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信。
And he continues in verse in chapter 1:16, to everyone who believes, right? The Jew first, but also the Greek.
他说要救一切相信的，首先是犹太人，然后是希腊人。
And so Paul's been addressing both groups, the Jews and the Greeks, up until chapter 8.
所以保罗由一章到第八章其实是去指着犹太人和希腊人来讲，
right, explaining the power of God for salvation, the promise of God's love for both the Jews and the Greeks.
讲到这个福音拯救的大能和神向犹太人和希腊人的应许。
But now, what about that whole biblical narrative about the Jews? What happened to them?
那你讲到旧约圣经这么多关于犹太人所发生的事，那又怎么样呢？
And that's why you need to take Chapters 9, 10, 11 together to answer that question.
所以在第9至11章一起去看去回答这个问题。
And that's what we're going to try to do. Take that big chunk, chapters 9, 10, 11, and see what it says for us and about that history today.
所以今天我们就会看很大段的经文，就讲到那个历史有什么发生。
Again, he's referring to the Old Testament story of God's people in the Old Testament, right?
再讲一次，就是他讲到旧约圣经神的子民所发生的故事。
And Paul makes four statements that we're going to briefly look at. Four statements about that story.
保罗讲到提到四样的事情。
And the first is found in chapter 9, verse 4.
第一就是罗马书第九章第四节。
Faith, if you don't mind, could you go back to Romans 9, verse 4? It says there in the English Standard Version, they are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, again referring to the Abrahamic covenant, the giving of the law, again remember Moses in the Old Testament, the worship and the promises, remember King David, and in verse 5, to them belong the patriarchs, remember the founding fathers of the faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Again, spelt out all in the Old Testament. And from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen.
在第九章第四节，他提到他说，他们是以色列人，乃儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约，其实讲到亚伯拉罕，然后律法就是讲到摩西，礼仪应许都是他们的，其实讲到大卫，列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。
Yeah, think of the Old Testament history. If you picture with me an architectural parable, we're going to build something on a foundation, okay? Picture in your memory, in your imagination, a foundation. We're going to build four pillars, four statements on them.
如果你睇旧约嘅历史嘅时候，我哋好似用个图画，就系话喺一个根基上边，我哋立咗四支柱喺上边。
And what's the foundation? We've just read Romans chapter 8. What's
the foundation? 根基系乜嘢咧？根基就系罗马书第八章睇到乜嘢
？The foundation, that truth that all these four pillars are going to be built on, is the decision that God has made to love His people.
个根基就系话神决定咗爱佢嘅子民。
That great decision of God showering upon His people His grace and His lordship.
佢嘅恩典同埋佢嘅主权都落喺佢嘅子民上边。
Okay, so you got that in your imagination? This foundation, we're building a grand pillar of a grand building with four pillars, right?
咁我哋用我哋嘅脑海去图，尝试去想象呢个就系嗰个根基，然后喺个根基上边我哋立四支柱。
You know, if you think of four Doric columns, for example, the Pantheon. If you think of that great Pantheon the Greeks built, the temple in Athens, there's a replica of it in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you could picture that grand building, and there's pillars being built on there, those are the four statements.
如果你想想好像在希臘的巴特隆神殿里面、有四支很大的柱，如果你用这个图画去想象一下。
But those four statements that build on the foundation of God's decision to love His people are important statements, but they don't meet.
你想想这四支的柱，保罗所说的四句的说话，建立在这个根基，根基就是说神去决定去爱他的子民的上面，但这四支柱是独立，这样立开。
In other words, they stand separate, four separate columns.
它四支是分开的。
And the first column that I just mentioned a moment ago is the history of God's promise to the Jews.
第一个支柱就是说在历史里面神对他的子民的应许。
That verse we just read, Romans 9:4, about the people of God in the Old Testament.
我们刚刚看罗马书第九章第四节讲到神的子民。
He says the Israelites have God's original promise with each of those covenants that we mentioned, Abraham, Moses, David, right, that were made to them.
我们刚刚看到的就是说在神在旧约的历史的里面向他子民所立的约，对亚伯拉罕、对摩西、对大卫。
Those patriarch fathers like Isaac and Jacob.
这些列祖包括以撒和雅各。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, they're all spelled out in covenants, that is, agreements or promises of God.
这些约是神对他们的应许。
Now, if you were to say, Wilson, I'm a New Testament Christian, I don't need the Old Testament.
如果你说牧师啊，我是新约的信徒，我们不需要旧约。
I respectfully say, you're mistaken.That's not true.
但我可以讲话你咁样系错嘅。
You need the Old Testament covenant history to prepare you for Jesus the Messiah and the New Testament.
你需要旧约嘅历史去帮助你预备你去迎接新约里边嘅救主耶稣基督。
And that's why the Apostle Paul, in his great letter, writing to suffering Christians, makes that first great pillar, that first statement, that first Doric column.
所以保罗去当时的信徒去立了这个第一支柱。
God has a promise for the people of God.
他说神去向他的子民是有一个应许。
Now here's the second statement. It's on slide 9. It's the great good news of faith.
第二句说话就是说在第九节。
That means Jews and Gentiles, Greeks.Alike receive this covenant, this agreement from God by faith.
就是说是用信心，犹太人和希腊人同样的藉着信心去接受这个约。
For example, and this is on slide 10, Romans 3, Revelation 3:20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with them, and he with me.
在启示录第三章二十节，他说：看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
You're a human being. God didn't make you a robot. Notice, there's a freedom, a responsibility for you.
你是人，神没有将你做了一个机械人，你有你的责任去回应。
You must open the door.
你要去开这个门。
You must receive.God's grace.
你要接受神的恩典。
And that's what Paul spelled out in Romans chapter 5.
保罗在第五章就是这样讲出来。
That's the second statement, the second column that you need. Again, what's the foundation? What are we building on?
刚才所说的就是那个第二支柱。那第一 个根基在哪里？
What's the foundation?
根基是什么？
God's decision to love you, right?
神决定去爱你，这个就是那个根基。
So the second statement is faith.
第二支柱那个那句说话就是说是藉着信心。
And some of the most beautiful things about faith is what Paul unfolds here in Romans 10.
那么第十章保罗，罗马书第十章保罗就讲到这个信心。
A slide 10 and 11, let's take a brief look at that. Paul says, don't say in your hearts, who will ascend into heaven? That is, bring Christ down. Who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up. What does it say? What does, again, referring to the Bible. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. Again, that is the word of faith, right? That we're proclaiming. Because, and here comes a very famous line from Apostle Paul. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
咁喺
Romans 10
系，佢话唯有出于信心嘅儿如此说：你不要心里说谁要升到天上去咧，就是要领下基督来；谁要下到阴间去咧，就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎么说咧？他说：这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。跟住你讲到一句好出名嘅说话，就话你若口里承认基督为主，心里信神叫他同死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以轻易，口里承认就可以得救。经常说，凡信他的人必则不至于羞愧。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主。他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
And continuing on slide 12 and 13, the again, Romans 10 passage, in the next, just completing that section, for one believes with the heart and is so justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. Now listen to this line, which this is the key line here. For there is no distinction now between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him, who have faith. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
他说人心里相信就可以轻易，口里承认就可以得救。因为凡信他的人是不会羞愧。犹太人和希腊人都没有分别。众人同有一位主，对都厚待一切求告他的人。
Do you see what Paul's getting at here in that statement?
保罗在这里所想说什么呢？
Again, he quotes two Old Testament prophets here, Hosea and Joel.
他引用到旧约两位先知所讲的，就是何西亚和约珥。
And in a sense, he says, these Greeks, these Gentiles are included now in the life of faith.
他说现在的希腊人就是包括在这个约的里面，藉着他们的信心。
These people that were originally not called my people. Again, most of you are Gentiles here. In fact, just about everyone probably here is Gentile, right? Those who were originally not called my people are now my people.
他说你们从前不算是神的子民，好像我们现在这里的所有都是被称为的外邦人，现在就称为神的子民。
And what Paul's explaining is, we non-Jews, by adoption, join in and become children of Abraham too, by faith. Again, that Old Testament story continuing.
保罗所讲的就是说你这些不是犹太人的，藉着收纳成为神的子民，是藉着信心。这个旧约的故事，这个约的故事继续发展。
Just like the Jews, we receive that promise from God by faith. That's the second column, the second statement.
他说好像犹太人一样，我们藉着信心去接受这个约，这个第二支柱。
Okay, so you have the Old Testament history promise, column one, and you have faith, column two. Now here's the third column, which is the problem column.
我们有第一支柱就是犹太人他们的应许，第二支柱就是我们藉着我们的信心，第三支柱是一个问题。
The third column that Paul unpacks here, Romans 9 through 11, is this building, is the fact that many in ancient Israel did not believe Jesus is the Messiah.
第三支柱的问题在哪里呢？就是说很多的以色列人不相信耶稣基督就是那个尼赛亚。
And of course, in the first century, most of those early believers who are now suffering, they were Jews first, right?
在第一世纪，很多的基督徒，他们原本都是犹太人。
And some in the family of Israel did not believe, though, and did not receive by faith the Messiah.
但很多在当时来讲，很多的犹太人，他们不相信耶稣基督，不承认他是尼赛亚。
And that's why Paul has to come up with another analogy, the olive tree.
所以保罗要用另一个比喻，就是这个橄榄树的比喻。
Because he describes in the image this family of Israel like an olive tree.
因为他去形容这个以色列的家就好像橄榄树一样。
Because the original olive tree did not receive the Messiah.
因为原本的橄榄树并没有接受这个尼赛亚。
And in Paul's image,What's the result of that? The branch is broken off.
保罗说结果是什么呢？就是说这个枝子被截断。
But then in that very image, he says a wild olive branch is grafted into the branch.
然后一个野橄榄的枝子就接上去。
And in that illustration, Paul, the Greeks, the Gentiles, who are not Jews by physical origin, now are grafted into the branch of the olive tree.
他说原本的希腊人不是犹太血统的，现在就被接上去。
And so we by faith then are grafted into that original olive tree and become the children of Abraham by faith.
他说原本不是出自这个橄榄树的，现在藉着信心，这个野橄榄都接上去这个原本的橄榄树上面，成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Again, if you're a Gentile and a believer, you're not by birth.Not by physical legacy, child of Abraham, right?
如果你是外邦人的时候，你出生的时候不是藉着血统，是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But listen to how Paul puts it in Romans 11:12-20, which we read together. Romans 11:12-20. Faith, if you don't mind, if you could go back to Romans 11:12-20 so people can see it. Again, my confidence is in you. You can hang in there. You can see this because this is important.This is the great plan of salvation. It's important, and you'll see the significance of it.
我们看回罗马书十一章十二节至到二十节，我们刚才看过的，我们要看这段经文的时候，去看一下这个救恩的故事。
Romans 11:12-20, it says, Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more would their full inclusion mean?Now I am speaking to you, Gentiles. Inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jew jealous and then save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump.And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and that's the third column, right? And you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root...That supports you. By the way, that's why you have to be grounded in the Old Testament. You need the Old Testament, underpinning of your faith. That's the root that supports you. That's what Paul's saying. And in verse 19, then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off. Again, referring to the old olive tree, right? The branch broken off. Israel didn't believe because of their unbelief, Paul writes, but you stand fast through faith.So do not become proud, but fear.
若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发奋，好救他们一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好；他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？所献的身面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。 若有几根枝子被截下来，就好似头先所讲的第三支柱，你这野橄榄得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥汁，你就不可向旧枝子夸口。若是夸口，装知道不是你托着根，乃是根托着你。你又说那枝子被截下来是特为叫我接上，不错，你们因为不信所以被截下来，你们因为信所以立得住，所以你们不可以自高，反要惧怕。
Okay, we're building on a foundation, God's decision to love you, the believer. And this is the third column now. It's a discontinuity, right? With the original people who did not believe in the fulfillment of that column, right?
我们看到第三支柱就是说神的子民并没有去继续相信，是一个截断在里面。
And so that third column being built on this great foundation, this truth that God's before the foundation of the world decided to love you, the believer, they didn't receive the salvation by faith.
第三支柱讲到这个犹太人，他们并没有凭着信心去接受这个救恩。
And that's why it's a troubling column. They're broken off.
所以这个是有问题的支柱，就是因为他们是被截断。
But our building's not finished, right? There's one more column.
但还有第四支柱。
And Paul's one more column or statement to place on this great foundation.
第四支柱是什么呢？
And that's chapter 11. Now, if, again, verse 12. Faith, if you don't mind, if you could head back to Romans 11, 12.
就是第十一章第十二节。
I'll just read one verse. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, and if their defeat means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean?
他说若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？
Again, we're looking at that fourth column. You know, jump down to verse 25, 31, which we did.Originally, in the beginning, as we read the scriptures together, Romans 11, 25 to 31, Faith, if you don't mind.
第四支柱就在25节至31节里面，我们之前已经看过了。
And it says there, so that you may not claim to be wiser than you are, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand this mystery. That's the fourth column. A hardening has come upon part of Israel.Until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, out of Zion will come the deliverer. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them. When I take away their sins, as regard the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake. But as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their ancestors. In other words, God will not go back on his promise.And they're not going to go back on his promise. His word is good. Remember, Romans 8, the promise, irrevocable, right? Again, here in chapter 11, irrevocable promise again, unshakable promise. And that, again, nothing can separate you from the decision God made to love you. That's the end of chapter 8, right? And he gives another irrevocable promise, verse 29 of 11, for the gift and the calling of God. Again, that same word, irrevocable.
他们25节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目添满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。又说我除去他们的罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。就着福音说他们为你们的缘故是受的，就拣选说你们的列祖的缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Now that's the promise, right? How is God going to do it?
这个就是那个应许，神会怎样做呢？
How is it possible that these four columns were building on the foundation at God's decision to love his people? How are they going to meet?
这四支柱建立在神去决定爱他的子民的根基的上面，他们怎样去走在一起呢？
Remember, column one, the great promise of God, right? That was an easy one. The history, Old Testament history, right?
第一支柱就是旧约的历史，神爱他的子民，他的应许。
Column two, another pretty straightforward one, faith is needed.
第二支柱就是需要信心。
Column three, the trouble one, if there isn't faith, there's a breaking off, discontinuity.
第三支柱就是说, 如果没有信心的时候, 他们就会被截断。
And then the fourth column, affirming God is still going to save Israel.
第四支柱就是肯定神是一定会去救以色列。
By the way, I have to point out, because again, that's my job, to explain the scriptures to you. I have to point out something about the prophetic promise, Romans 11.
但有一件事我要提出来的就是讲到罗马书的第十一章，讲到这个先知的应许。
Paul is not, he's not talking about geographic restoration of Israel.
保罗所讲的并不是说在地理上去恢复这个以色列。
And it's too bad that prophetic movements, especially Protestant prophetic movements in the last century, have confused things.
但很可惜的是在上个世纪这个新教运动里面讲到这个先知的运动他们好像误会了这个意思。
And some still teach it today.
有些人还在教导这样。
They say that when the Israelites returned to the Holy Land, 1946, that was the fulfillment of the promise.
有些人还教导说当1946年以色列人回去这个圣地的时候，这个就是那个应许的实践。
And I respectfully say, to my brothers and sisters of the faith who believe that, you're wrong.
但我想跟这些人相信这些人去这样讲，就是说你们是错了。
It's not the grand promise to Israel.
这个不是对以色列人的应许。
The prophetic promise here in Romans 8 is the salvation of Israel, not geographic land recovery.
保罗在罗马书第八章里面所讲对以色列人的应许，并不是说他们要回去这个地方，这个地理上面。
In fact, the New Testament, the kingdom teaching of Jesus is not about geography, right?
在新約裡面，耶穌基督所講的天國，亦都唔係講到地理上嘅問題。
It's everything to do with your relationship to Jesus Christ.
而係話係你同耶穌嘅關係。
That kingly reign of Jesus Christ in your life.
即係話耶穌基督喺你生命裏面作王。
That's the kingdom hope. That's can't be missed in the New Testament.
这个是新约所讲的这个天国来到。
It's relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the promise.
这个是跟耶稣基督的关系，这个才是个应许。
The promise to Israel is a promise of salvation.
对以色列人的应许就是说这个救恩。
That means God is not writing you off. He's not writing the Jews off. He's not writing anyone off here.
他不是要剔除任何人，不是要剔除以色列人。
Even in your disobedience.
纵使在你的不信的里面,
he wants you to repent and believe and live by faith.
他想你去悔改，去相信，去藉着信心去生活。
And he says he will keep his promise, even his Abrahamic promise.
他会去实践他的应许，甚至乎是亚伯拉罕的应许。
And that's why Paul breaks out in a praise and a benediction in the end of chapter Romans 11.
所以在罗马书第十一章最结尾的时候，保罗去有一个赞美，有一个祝福。
He can't hold back. Benedictions are praising God, right?
这个祝福去赞美神。
And we'll look at that next time, but the promise is that God is going to resolve. He's going to complete the promises.
个应许就是说他一定会去实现他所承诺的。
But how are these four statements, these four pillars, going to come together?
但这四支柱怎么会去走在一起呢?
Because they seem so much in contrast.
因为他们好像很大的反差一样。
They stand separately, together, right? They stand.
他各自的去立起来。
On the foundation, but in contrast. How are they going to come together eventually?
在这个根基上各自的立起来，但是他们怎么会走在一起呢?
I don't know.
我都不知道。
And I don't think Paul knew.
我也不认为保罗知道。
That's the mystery.
这个就是那个奥秘。
Sometime in the future, they'll come together.
在将来的时候，有一刻他们会走在一起。
Because God is God. He
will
resolve it.
他一定可以解决。
And each theme will stay intact because you can't please God without faith.
因为每一支柱他们会继续去立给你，因为你不能够去到神那里，除非你有信心。
Yet God will keep his promise to Israel. God honors his covenants.
神会去 实现他的应许，他会去履行他对以色列人所立的约。
Because he says so, they're irrevocable.
因为他所讲的就是说他绝对不会后悔。
And these four columns somehow will eventually meet, and God will see to it.
神一定会肯定这四支柱会走在一起。
God preserves our integrity, and he preserves his integrity.
神去保守我们，他也会保守他自己所应许的。
And all of these mysteries will be resolved.
这些所有的奥秘有一天都会去得到实现。
And God knows how, but we don't know how.
我们不知道，但是神知道。
And with that, Paul can't help, can't hold back. He ends with a benediction.
所以到最后，保罗是有一个赞美。
And listen to what he says in the benediction, shows you that he himself is kind of baffled.He's kind of baffled about this whole thing, but he still praises the Lord.
你睇到佢对呢个成件事情，可能佢自己都唔系好明白，但系佢去赞美神。
Listen to the benediction, and you can follow along on slide 14, Faith.
我一齐去睇下。
A very famous benediction, Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And here's why he says it's a mystery: how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. And he continues, for who has known the mind of the Lord? And he quotes Isaiah 40, or who is then his counselor? And he quotes Job, or who has given a gift to God and now has God an obligation in him? In other words, nobody can control God.
他说心哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。跟着他引用以赛亚，他说谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？又他又引用约伯记，他说谁是先给了他，是他后来偿还呢？
I hope you see the significance of all this. There are going to be surprises in heaven.
我希望你看到这个几咁重要，在将来在天国里面会有很多惊喜。
We're going to see who's there.
我们会看到有谁在那里。
God can do what he wants.He will see to it. If you are a true believer, you will be there.
神可以做他所喜悦的事。如果你真的相信的时候，你会在那里。
Because God knows how to preserve our faith and integrity.
因为神知道怎样可以保守我们的信心。
And he knows how to preserve his integrity and his promises.
他也会去成就他自己的应许。
And that's why Paul breaks out that last great line on slide 15.Romans 11:36, for from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be glory forever and ever.
所以保罗到最后第36节，他说因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
You see, God's not finished with you, with me, with any of the Jews, Gentiles.
所以你看看神对你、对我、对外邦人、对犹太人的工作还未完。
This should rule out any anti-Semitism. We, especially if you're ethnically Chinese, you should reach out to the Jews. Proclaim Christ to them.
所以我们不应该去反犹太人，我们更加要 去到接触他们，去将福音传给他们。
You have to be gentle, because the Jews have suffered a lot through their history.Through the world.
我们知道他在犹太人在历史里面受了很多的苦。
But the reason why, if you're ethnically Chinese, you can befriend them, because as a people group, the Chinese have not hurt the Jews.
特别是作为中国人，我们更加可以去接触他们，因为我们在历史里面我们没有伤害他们。
And so there's an opportunity to reach out, proclaim Christ to them.
这个是特别一个机会，帮助我们去接触他们，将福音带给他们。
Because God is not finished.With Israel.
因为神对以色列人的工作还未完。
And he's not finished with you.
神对你也都未完。
And he's not finished with me despite our sinfulness.
对我们也都未完成他的工作，纵使我们有罪。
Because he has the last word. No one else has the last word on your life.
因为神可以去向你去讲你生命最后的一句说话。
I hope you take that to heart today.
我希望你今天去记得这件事。
That means there's still hope for you.
即是说你仍然有盼望。
There's still hope for you to repent and believe.
你仍然有机会去悔改去相信。
There's still hope for you to put Christ first in your life.
仍然可以将耶稣基督放喺你嘅生命首位。
Even though you failed him and have not,
纵使你系跌倒
，there's still time. He's not giving up on you.
仲有时间，佢仲未放弃你。
You should give him your all in all.
你要将你自己嘅所有都献上俾佢。
Will you make 2019 that commitment to him?
喺2019年，你会唔会向佢有呢个委身呢
？Not because somebody like me says that, because you've seen it in the Word of God.
唔系话我讲嘅就算数，而系你喺神嘅话语里边去睇到。
And the Holy Spirit has convicted your heart today to see that and follow him.
今日圣灵要向你嘅心去说话，让你去睇到，要你去跟随佢。
You can, if you believe.
如果你相信，你系可以。
You can bring glory and honor to his name by putting him first in your life.
你能够将佢放喺你嘅生命嘅首位，将荣耀、颂赞都归翻俾佢。
And I can confidently say that because he is Lord. And he is your master.
我亦好肯定咁讲，佢因为佢系你嘅主。
And he's not finished with you. He will bring his purposes to completion.
佢会将佢所定义要做嘅去完成。
If he wants Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church to exist, it will exist.
如果佢想恩约堂去继续去存在嘅时候，这个教会系会继续存在。
And if he says it's enough, I'm closing it.He will close it.
他说如果他说够了，你们要关门了，他就会将他关门。
Because he is Lord.
因为他是主。
Father, we pray and thank you for your word.
天父，我们祈祷，我们感谢你的话语。
And we pray, Lord, in 2019, for many to come to faith in Christ.
我们祈祷2019年更加多人去来到，去相信耶稣基督。
And many to commit themselves to follow him.
更加多人委身去跟随佢。
Lord, it's so easy to be discouraged.
天父，我哋好容易气馁。
To see, Lord, your church in a weak state.
去睇到你嘅教会系一个弱势。
But thanks be to God for your promises.
但系感谢神你嘅应许。
Which say you've not given up on us.
你话你仲未放弃我哋。
You've not given up on Israel. You've not given up on the Gentiles.
你未放弃以色列人，未放弃外邦人。
This is still the age of salvation.
这个依然是救恩的年代。
We thank you for that opportunity. And we don't know what tomorrow holds. We know that many here are suffering for naming the name of Jesus.
我们不知道明天会怎样，我们也都知道很多人因住耶稣基督嘅名系被逼迫。
You might be denied a promotion. You might be ridiculed at work or in the neighborhood.
我哋可能系工作或者系我哋嘅社区被取笑、被羞辱。
There might be a Nero raised up over you.
可能有一个尼禄喺你嘅生命嘅里边。
But God will accomplish His purposes.
但系神会成就佢嘅目的。
He is Lord of your life.
他是你生命的主。
He has the final say, the final word on your life.
他能够去判断你的生命，向你讲最后的说话。
No one else can claim that.
没人可以这样做。
We thank you for that truth.
我们感谢这个真理。
And pray, Lord, that you will accomplish your purposes here.
我们求主你以成就今日。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。